items, then we'll move on to report and possible discussion on annual audited financial report from Padgett Straitman and Company. John Hall.
Let me introduce Mike O'Brien. Mike is the audit partner with Padgett Straitman Company that performed the audit on the retirement plan. They also do an audit for the entire Brazos River Authority, too, when we have that audit. But this is just a report on the retirement plan, so I'll turn it over to Mike. You all have the draft of the audit report again in your diligent materials. And so I'll let Mike report on that.
Good morning. I'm Mike O'Brien. I'm going to go over the highlights of the audit. If you have to answer questions as I go along or at the end, whatever, whenever it comes across. We have been engaged by the board to perform the audit. The actual financial statements themselves are prepared by management of the River Authority, so we are truly just doing the audit and then reporting. We were engaged to audit the financial statements and express an opinion thereon, which we are prepared to do after review today. We'll issue an unqualified or clean opinion. That's what you'd like to hear from your auditors. There weren't any changes in accounting principles this year. There weren't any new standards issued that were required to be adopted, so everything is consistent year to year. There weren't any audit adjustments, so it was a clean accounting. There weren't any past audit differences either. In other words, any immaterial things that came across that we discussed with management. So there's nothing going into the next year to be concerned about. We did receive full and complete cooperation during the course of the audit. Didn't have any disputes or disagreements over any accounting, auditing, or any other matters. So that's kind of the information about the conduct of the audit. In the actual financial statements, I'm not sure if you have them on your screen or whatnot, but the auditor's opinion is the first page, and it's the standard. There they are. You go behind the table of contents. It's about two or three pages back. So this is the auditor's opinion. This is what I produce. And it says in all of those words that we perform the audit in conformity with general accepted auditing standards. We're issuing an unqualified or clean opinion. And then go to the next page. I'll just hit a few highlights here. There's a lot of information. This is what's called management discussion and analysis. That table right there gives you a good overview of 3 years of financial data. This is prepared by management. We review it, make sure the information passed the financial statements. This is the two or three pages you want to go to if you want to just see the highlights of the plan with management's explanation of, you know, fluctuations in investment values, changes in, you know, plan requirements, things of that nature. So go back a couple more pages. Keep going to the actual statement of plan net assets. This is the statement of plan net assets, which remember this is on one day in time, a snapshot on February the 28th. This plan is a little unique amongst other plans you might see, is that there's two different plans really in one entity. So the defined benefit is assets and liabilities are broken out in one section, and a defined contribution component in a separate section. To kind of cut to the, you know, the summary, the line that says plan net assets held in trust for defined benefit or defined contribution, that's the total net assets. And then the defined benefit component, there was an increase of about $2.5 million in net assets during the period, and in the defined contribution component about a $260,000 increase in the period, both of those mainly being driven by the investment earnings, which if you go to the next page is the actual income statement, or what we call a statement of changes in plan net assets. Shows you all the income, all the benefits paid, administrative expenses, etc. And again, that's broken out into two sections for each type of the plan, so you can see that, you know, there are some employees who aren't in the defined benefit component, so that's the main reason why it's broken out, plus it's just easier to track. So in the defined benefit component, which is the top part, you can see in the investment income section, you know, the net appreciation and fair value was $3.2 million versus a $5.7 million negative last year. What's on the screen right now is the defined contribution component. And again, the net appreciation in the investments was $450,000 versus a negative $800,000 last year. So those are the big swings in the financials during the year. The rest of the financial statements, there are pages of footnotes that I'm not going to go through unless you have questions. There's a lot of information there. You know, these are good for you if you just want to get a highlights. There's several pages of information on the plan, requirements, contributions, distributions, etc. for each plan. There's a whole several pages on investment detail and investment policy. And there's summary actuarial information, which I won't get into because you're going to have an actuarial report. But we do review all of that to make sure we're meeting all the required disclosures under generally accepted accounting principles, and it all is complete and fairly stated. With that, I'm going to stop and see if there are questions.
Any questions? No questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on.